The Columbus Clippers are on the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. The Clippers and Louisville Bats play game two of their six-game series at Slugger Field. The Clippers trying to even this series at one game apiece after falling yesterday, a day where the ball was flying at Slugger Field. Five combined home runs between the teams. For the Clippers, they had two of them, both belonging to Bo Naylor, his ninth and tenth at the AAA level. It was a back-and-forth affair, but when the dust settled, three home runs for Louisville, including a game winner from Yuniel Caracudo in the bottom of the eighth inning, broke a 5-5 tie and made it a 6-5 final score. Clippers fall to 74-54, second place, still 4.5 games out, though, as Nashville lost yesterday. They had only one hit against the Charlotte Knights. Louisville with the win, 53-77. They are 26.5 games out in the IL West. Hunter Gaddis goes for the Clippers tonight, 2-2 with a 4.45 ERA. Levi Stroud will make a start, coming off the injured list today, 0-2 ERA at 7.36. Starting lineups and first pitch coming your way right after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never. Like, never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Hey, Columbus fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit Amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And we are here at the ballpark getting you ready for the first pitch. The Columbus Clippers and Louisville Bats set to lock it up here. And let's get you the starting lineups, which, of course, as always, are brought to you by Donato's. And, well, fans, the most important thing for you to know right now about Donato's is that the Pep 150 is back. With more bang for your pepperoni buck, now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important. For the visiting Columbus Clippers, here's the lineup. Will Brennan starts things in center field. He'll be followed by Brian Rocchio at shortstop. Bo Naylor is the catcher, batting third. Gabriel Arias will do the cleaning up in left field. George Valera in right, bats fifth. Nolan Jones sixth. He's a designated hitter today for the Clippers. In the bottom third of the order will be David Fry at third base, Trenton Brooks at first, and Mitch Tolman at second. Louisville Bats will send Matt Reynolds up as the leadoff man. He's at second base. Be followed by the center fielder Leonardo Rivas, then T.J. Hopkins bats third and plays in left. The cleanup man is the shortstop, Yuniel Caracudo, as we talked about in the pregame show. He had the game-winning home run last night in the eighth inning. Alex McGarry will bat fifth and play first base. Steven Piscotty had a two-run homer yesterday. He'll play right and be the sixth hitter. And it's Michael DeLeon at third base, Mark Colesberry, the catcher, and Isaiah Gilliam, the designated hitter, rounding out the batting order. Louisville Bats taking the field in the home whites, jerseys and pants, red numbers on the back, red caps with the navy blue brim. And for the Columbus Clippers, gray pants, crimson jerseys tonight, white letters and numbers. And the C logo on the left chest, navy cap with the red brim for the Clippers tonight. It is a beautiful day here in Louisville, Kentucky. Unlike yesterday where we had rain for a lot of the evening. It's been pleasant all day long with mostly clear skies. There are a few clouds floating around right now, but it's going to be an 80-degree game-time temperature. Winds blowing out of the north at 9 miles per hour, so the ball is not going to carry well here today coming in from right center field. This ballpark plays big anyway, and so with the wind blowing in, it's going to help out the pitchers, no doubt about that. Game-time conditions are presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for next Fantastic Friday on September 16th against Omaha. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Starting pitcher tonight for the Louisville Bats, Levi Stout, just back off the injured list. Stout has not spent much time with Louisville, nor has he spent a lot of time with the Cincinnati Reds organization. He was one of the pieces that came from Seattle in the Luis Castillo trade on July the 30th. Spent most of his year in Double A, where he made 18 starts for Arkansas. 6 wins, 6 losses. 5.28 earned run average over 87 innings. Those 87 innings, he struck out 82, walked 22, so a good walk rate. Doesn't strike out a ton. He made one start in Double A after coming over in the trade, started against Birmingham and went 5 shutout innings before being promoted to Triple A. Both of his starts here for the Louisville Bats prior to injury came against Iowa. Cubs got him for 4 runs on 8 hits in 5 innings, and then in a shortened start, 2 1/3 innings against Iowa, 2 runs on 2 hits. Left the game early and then went on the injured list with a shoulder strain. He's back now, and the right-hander goes to work. First pitch of the ball game is punched down the left field line, and that's going to be a fair ball. Off the bat of Will Brennan, wasting no time, Brennan cruises into second base. Yesterday started the game with a triple, and today starts the game with a double. Brennan had 2 hits yesterday. Man, I tell you what, off the bat, it looked like that thing was destined to go foul. But Brennan hit it so hard and on a low line, it didn't really have time to slice. Got down to the warning track for a two-bagger. So man in scoring position for Brian Rocchio. The shortstop squares to bunt, pops it up. That's going to get well out of play, almost to the upper deck for strike one. Rocchio, .293 batting average in a Clippers uniform, 4 home runs and 6 runs batted in. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Clippers scored a run in the first inning yesterday against Hunter Green on that triple and a wild pitch. Next pitch, off-speed to Rocchio, low, 1 ball, 1 strike. Another very light crowd on hand here today. See if they fill in as the game goes along. Stout delivers and missed the outside corner. 2 balls, 1 strike. Off-speed pitch came in at 77 miles per hour. From the belt, a peek to second base. Now another look to Brennan, who gets into a huge secondary lead. The pitch is skied to center field. Cruising in underneath there and making the catch, Leonardo Rivas. Yesterday, after the leadoff triple, Hunter Green really went to work. He struck out 3 Clippers in that inning. But for the fact that he threw a wild pitch, it would have been a scoreless frame for the Clippers. First pitch, overhand curve to Bo Naylor is high for ball one. Naylor had his first 2-homer game of the season yesterday. Next pitch. Fastball, that's low. Bats had a lineup change before the game today. Ronnie Dawson was supposed to be in center field. He didn't play yesterday. 2-0 pitch coming, and it's a big rip by Naylor. He fouls it back 2-1. But Dawson out. Leonardo Rivas moves into center field. Matt Reynolds is at second base. Michael DeLeon at third base. They were all set up different spots prior to the lineup change. Naylor, 10 home runs with the Clippers now, a 255 average. Here comes the pitch, and it bounces in front of home plate. Brendan thought about third base, but Colesberry, the catcher, had to bounce off his chest protector and out in front of home plate. So Brendan, after a big hop towards second, thought better of it and moved back. Three balls and a strike to the Clippers' backstop. Yesterday at game time, it was thick cloud cover overhead, so there were no shadows. Right now, they are creeping out across the diamond from the third baseline. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Fell out of the zone, and Naylor swung over top to fill the count. Stout, standing on the pitcher's mound, mostly in shadows. His shoulders and from the neck up still are in sunlight. Looks to second base, throws the 3-2 pitch, off speed, swung on and missed strike three. So like yesterday, now the Clippers are going to need either a hit or some help to score a run here. Gabriel Arias, .232 batting average. He's got a dozen homers and 33 batted in. Oh for 3 yesterday. First pitch to him, a fastball in there for a called strike. Stout, they're guessing about 30 pitches today. First game back from the injured list. 0-1 to Arias, well outside. One ball, one strike. So it'll be 2 days in a row for the Bats where they have a starter who they know is not going to go deep into the ball game. Yesterday, they got some pretty good work out of the bullpen, and really it started with Reinel Espinal, who is a starter. He went deep after Hunter Green went only 2 innings. Next pitch to Arias, banged out toward the shortstop. Caracudo's got it, throws to first, and it is in time. A leadoff double comes to nothing for the Clippers, and after a half, it's Columbus nothing, Louisville coming up.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
Hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here come the Louisville Bats in the bottom half of the first inning. Hunter Gaddis to the hill for the Clippers. That is the big right-hander out of Canton, Georgia. 24 years of age, 6'5", 205-pounder, goes to work, and the first pitch is hit foul down the right field line by Matt Reynolds. 0-1 count against the second baseman. He was at first base yesterday, was supposed to start at third base today, but with the lineup change, he has been moved to second. Next pitch to him is a fastball just up and outside. 1-1. Gaddis, a 4.45 earned run average, 2-2 mark. Spent most of his season in double A, gets a swing and a miss. At the next offering, a breaking ball. For the Rubber Ducks, he made 14 starts, fashioned a 4-3 record with a 4.42 ERA. Made his major league debut, one of 15 players to debut for the Guardians this year. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Reynolds down on strikes. He pitched against Houston on August the 5th. That is a tough task for your major league debut. That's a Houston lineup that can hit and hit and hit. And they hit. They got him for 8 runs on 7 hits and 2 walks in 3 1/3 innings. That was after only 2 AAA starts. Gaddis goes to work with a fastball to Leonardo Rivas. And it's in for a called strike, 0-1. 4 starts since then. Here's the pitch. And it is a little bit high. 1-2. Since coming back, he has pitched against St. Paul, Toledo, Buffalo, and Iowa. And generally, he's been pretty good. That start against Buffalo, he only went 2 2/3 innings. In the third, his pitch count ran up on him. He got up over 30 and had to be taken out. And he gave up 3 runs without allowing a hit. 4 walks came back to bite him. 2-1 pitch. Fastball looked good, but must have been a hair wide. 3-1. Gaddis kicks and fires and throws a heater that swung on and missed. That'll make it 3-2. Fastball velocity so far, according to the radar gun, has been 93s. Typically a little bit higher than that. Drives to the plate with a 3-2 pitch, and that's right down Main Street for a called third strike. Rivas looked at a breaking ball, and he's out. Back-to-back K's for Gaddis to start the first inning. T.J. Hopkins to the plate. Gaddis made a start against Louisville back on July 29th, where he gave up 3 runs on 5 hits in 6 innings. That was the final start he made before that major league debut. First pitch swinging at a breaking ball. Hopkins comes up empty for strike one. Gaddis won that game. And he won his last start against Iowa. 0-1 pitch. Fastball just a whisker wide, 1-1. He won 4 of his first 5 decisions. 4 of his first 6 starts overall to start the season. But he did not win a game in AA after May 19th. He pitched well. A lot of circumstances conspiring against him. Some low run support games. Games that were settled after he left the ball game. So tonight he is trying to win back-to-back starts for the first time since May 13th and 19th. 2-1 pitch. Sky to right field. Wynn's going to knock that one down, and George Valera better hustle over toward the line. He'll get there and make the catch for out number 3. So Gaddis pitches a good first inning. The Clippers and Bats are scoreless after 1. Back after this.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
This is breaking news from Bob Says Yes.
Powered by twins.
Mike.
And Tom here.
Crazy prices everywhere are making people say no to things they want and need.
But we know driving a car you hate stinks.
That's why this month we're teaching everyone to say yep.
Because we're skipping September and making it yep-tember.
So no matter what's been holding you back from driving a nicer, newer car,
we're saying yep.
Low down payments? Yep.
Low monthly payments? Yep.
We can help you drive a nicer, newer car today.
Heard no in the past due to some credit mishaps?
Our solution specialists are prepped to say yep.
So put the pep back in your step. Only during yep-tember.
But hurry, this deal's done at the end of the month. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tom, and we're your dealers
for the people. See all the yep-worthy rides at BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
That's BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
Powered by twins.
Subject to approved credit, tax, title, registration, and doc fee, including an amount financed. Example, $20 per month for 72 months at 7.99% APR per 1,000 financed. Not all customers will qualify. Negative equity may be refinanced. Ends September 30th.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top of the second inning, no score. The Clippers had a leadoff double in the first from Will Brennan, but he never left second base. And Hunter Gaddis put the bats down 1-2-3. So in the second, it's 5-6-7 due up for Columbus. George Valera, the right fielder. Nolan Jones, the DH, and David Fry at third base. Valera digs into the left-handed batter's box, brings a .231 batting average with him, five homers and 12 runs batted in. First pitch, off speed, low. Levi Stout used up about half of his allotted pitches in the first inning, so if he can get through two, I think that would be satisfactory to the Bats coaching staff as he misses downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Valera waits. Here it comes. And it is high and away, 3-0. Of course, at this rate, Stout keeps doing that, he's not going to make it through the second. Next offering, that's low for ball four, so the Clippers again have the leadoff man aboard. Stout did not get into a deep count outside of the strikeout against Bo Naylor in the first inning. Four pitches there to Valera, and here comes the very patient Nolan Jones. Now that doesn't mean that if you throw him a first pitch fastball right in the happy zone, he won't take a rip at it. Jones is very selective. First pitch is over the outside part of the plate for a called strike. Jones watched that one 0-1. Middle infield in double play position for the bats as the pitch comes in and it's swung on, fouled back, out of play. Jones quickly in an 0-2 hole. Left-handed batter with very good power. The pitch. Up and in with the fastball. That one came in at 93 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Clippers have nine more home games this year. Next offering to Nolan Jones is soft and away, 2-2. Nolan batting .275 in a Clippers uniform this year. Late start to the season due to a back injury in spring training. 2-2. Went again with a changeup, and once more it was outside. Three balls, two strikes. There is activity starting for Louisville in the bullpen. Kyle Doughty getting loose. Doughty was up in the first inning yesterday when Hunter Green was battling with a little bit of command. 3-2 pitch, fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. Doughty never did wind up coming into the game, though.
as Green was able to finish off his innings cleanly, bridging to Espinal. Now today, Louisville's going to give the ball to Carson Spires. But they may need a bridge here in this inning. Jones takes a breaking ball on 3-2 low for ball four. Back-to-back walks to start this inning. Lara walked on four straight. Nolan Jones worked the count full after falling behind 0-2. Here's David Fry now. Time called. And Pat Kelly is out of the dugout. So Kyle Dowdy has not been down there very long, but that might be the end. That's 25 pitches. Stout was supposed to go around 30. He's holding the ball out to the skipper, Kelly. But the manager hasn't taken it yet. And now there it is, the point of the bullpen. So we will have a pitching change here in the second inning. The Clippers have two aboard and nobody out. And they're going to try and score first against Louisville Bats today. They'll try and do it against Kyle Dowdy, their former teammate, when we come back after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Kyle Dowdy is on to pitch, the right-hander, 6'1", 195 pounds, out of Escondido, California. Pitched all last year in a Clippers uniform. And now here with the Louisville Bats in 2022. Dowdy making his 42nd appearance, one win, two losses. 4.67 earned run average. 44 and a third innings, he has struck out 51 batters, 29 walks. 241 opponent's batting average. Right-hander David Fry digs in. With runners at first and second, nobody out, no score. Top two, Dowdy fires. First pitch, breaking ball in for a called strike. Valera leads away from second base. Nolan Jones from first as the next pitch comes in. Swung on and missed. A breaking ball again, 0-2. Clippers missed out on a few opportunities yesterday, and in a one-run ball game, those all loom large. Dowdy checks the runner, delivers. There's a slow bouncer out towards the shortstop. They go to second base for one. The relay around to first. That's in time. Uniel Caracudo came in, made the grab on the infield grass, then had to throw across his body towards second base, where Reynolds grabbed it, made a good feed over to first for a twin kill. 6-4-3 in your score, Brooke. A runner at third base. Two away now for Trenton Brooks. First pitch to Brooks, high and away. David Fry was not a teammate of Dowdy's last year, but Brooks was. They should know each other's tendencies pretty well. The 1-0 breaking ball called a strike at the very top of the zone. 1-1 count. Brooks hitting 270 on the year, 9 homers, 16 doubles. Driven in 36, hitting mostly in the bottom third of the order. Put together a pretty good campaign. Swings here and hits a ground ball off the mound out to the shortstop. Clipper's going to be turned away again as the throw to first is a good one for out number three. Two on, nobody out, and the Clippers do not score in the second inning. And we'll go to the bottom of two, still scoreless at Slugger Field.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle.
Still no score. Louisville bats coming up here in the home half of inning number two. Hunter Gaddis put him down quietly in the first inning. A couple of strikeouts. First offering, that's a strike. Gaddis goes to work and misses downstairs. 1-1 the count. Yuniel Caracudo is the batter. Home run last night in the eighth. Broke a 5-5 tie. Takes outside. Two balls, one strike. The pitch swung on and fouled down the left field line, out of play. And Levi Stroud walked the first two Clippers in the second inning, but Columbus could not bring them home. Carson Spires is warming up down in the bullpen. Now the 2-2, fastball, strike three. Called on the inside corner. Third strikeout for Gaddis. Alex McGarry now did not start yesterday's ball game, but came in late. First pitch swing, and he chops it out towards second base. Grabbing it is Mitch Tolman coming in from his setup position in shallow right field to throw him out. That's a good out there for Gaddis. Just one pitch to retire the first baseman. Brings up Steven Piscotty. Now, Piscotty got the better yesterday of Logan Allen, got him for a two-run home run in the second inning, and got him for another hit later on because he was up there hacking, taking big rips when Allen put it over the plate. In their third matchup, Allen struck him out on a changeup, taking advantage of that aggressiveness. Gaddis, Goes the first pitch, breaking ball at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Piscotty, a longtime Major League veteran. Hitting 283 with Louisville, with a couple of home runs, takes an off-speed pitch at the top of the zone for a called strike, and now it's 0-2. Piscotty, originally with the Cardinals, traded to Oakland, played many years for the A's. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it is low and away. No fastballs yet for him. 1-2. Naylor runs to the signs. Gaddis nods, kicks, and fires. And he, oh boy, he was heading off the hill, Gaddis, and I think for good reason. That looked like a good pitch, but called ball two. Now the 2-2 is swung on and missed, went back to the breaking ball and got him. Two more strikeouts for Gaddis in this inning. He's got four over the first two frames. We go to the third, scoreless in Louisville.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
We are racing at El Dorado Scioto Downs. Catch the excitement Saturday afternoon. Post time is 3:15. Be there this Saturday for your chance to win one of five big screen televisions, Roku sticks with subscriptions to Racetrack Television Network, and gift cards to Brews Brothers Restaurants. That's this Saturday afternoon at El Dorado Scioto Downs. Post time 3:15. Horses, racing, and winners at El Dorado Scioto Downs.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
All right, so in the first two innings, the Clippers had a leadoff double. Didn't score. In the second inning, back-to-back leadoff walks, didn't score. We'll see what they have in store here in the third inning as they face their third pitcher of the ball game. Carson Spire, promoted on September 2nd from AA, made his AAA debut against Indianapolis. It did not go well for him. He gave up 7 runs on 9 hits over 5 innings, a no decision. Starts in AA for Chattanooga prior to the call-up. First pitch comes in for a called strike to Mitch Tolman. The Clippers' 9-hitter to lead things off here, 9-1-2. Tolman batting .252 on the year, 9 homers, 22 doubles, and 39 batted in. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swings and fouls it straight back to the screen, 0-2. In AA, Spires went 2-5 in those 22 starts with a 4.99 earned run average, 104 two-thirds innings, 90 strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch is high. He was very good against right-handers, held him to a 195 batting average with very little power. Lefties got him, though. Left-handers hit .318 with a .575 slug. The 1-2. And that one's outside, 2-2. So pretty stark platoon splits. See if the Clippers, heavily left-handed in their batting order, can take advantage of that today. The wind, the 2-2 pitch. And it's a breaking ball down and in. Good recognition there from Tolman. Pitch started over the inside corner and then just fell down toward his ankles. Spires delivers, and it's high for ball four. Third straight inning, the Clippers have had the leadoff man aboard. Try and cash it in here. Spires, in that 2020 season that had only five rounds in the draft, went undrafted, signed out of Clemson by Cincinnati. Earned a degree in management from Clemson. His next pitch to Will Brennan is up out of the zone for ball one. Brennan started yesterday's game with a triple, starts today's with a double. So it's already been a good series for him offensively. Middle infield and double play position. The bats turned one twin kill already today. Brennan waits. Here it comes, and it is over but low. 2-0. Last start in Double-A for Spires came against Biloxi. He gave up two runs on four hits in five innings. He's actually topped the 100 pitch mark twice this year. 2-0 pitch is a breaking ball down and in. He does not have very sharp command here in the early going in this outing. Three balls and nothing against Brennan. Paused by the right-hander. Now the pitch. And he walked him well up out of the zone for ball four. So the Clippers, two on, nobody out. Brian Rocchio to the plate. Rocchio fly to center field his first time up. He'll bat from the left side. And time is called. We get a visit from the pitching coach, Casey Weathers. So this has the makings, at least on the Louisville pitching side, of a long, long night. Hunter Gaddis has been efficient and effective. Clippers have already drawn four walks, and we are two-plus innings into this ballgame. Now, we're a long way away from the most walks in a game. That came, well, it's actually happened twice. Once against Omaha, and once, most recently, against Iowa. The Clippers drew 12 walks in a game. Clippers yesterday struck out a ton. It was not a season high. That was 19 against Iowa back in May, but the most strikeouts we have seen from a Clippers team in a long, long time last night in Game 1. Hunter Green struck out six over two innings on a rehab assignment for the Reds, and he was throwing upper 90s gas. Inning on the mound is over. Spires, all alone out there on the bump, has his sign and goes to work. And Rocchio swings at the first pitch and foul away. That's one of those, if it doesn't work out, you're going to be questioned, and if it does, it's great. A guy that has just walked back-to-back hitters, swinging at the first pitch, the theory being, well, I know he's going to try and put one over the plate, so let's be ready and take a rip. The other side of that coin is the guy hasn't thrown a ball over the plate now in the last six pitches. Maybe I ought to just take one. A one is over the outside part of the plate at the knees for a called strike, and it's 0-2. And again, if you take that rip and you drive one to the gap and runners are still running, it's a great idea. But if you don't get a hit, they're wondering why are you swinging. If you take there and it's right down the middle, then you can be questioned for letting a good pitch go by. That's why it's a lot easier to play this game from up here in the booth. 1-1 pitch to Rocchio. He swings and fouls it away. Still 0-2. Scoreboard says 1-2. They're trying to give the Clippers an extra ball in this count, but it is nothing and two against Rocchio. Spires delivers, and it swung on, hit right side of the infield. Scooped up by McGarry. His play is to second base. He'll throw it there to get a force. And that will be it. So Brennan is eliminated. Play goes 3-6. Rocchio replaces him at first base, and Mitch Tolman moves on to third. Bo Naylor, a strikeout victim in the first inning. First pitch, fastball. He took a rip and fouled it away. Heater at 93 miles per hour, and Naylor shot it to the roof on the third base side, 0-1. Catching prospect has more than held his own here at the AAA level offensively and defensively. 0-1, a throw to first base, and Rocchio's back with a head first dive. Be interesting to see what the Guardians do next year. This is a team that at the major league level has prioritized defense and handling of the pitching staff over offense from the catching position. 0-1. And that is a little bit tight, 1-1. Most teams do. Sal Perez is an unusual thing, certainly a catcher that really can rake at the major league level. There have been plenty, but they are not the norm. 1-1 pitch. And that's down and in. Almost hit him on the foot. Naylor jumps out of the way, 2-1. And Guardians catchers have trended up a little bit over the past month offensively at the major league level, but for most of the season, that has been a black hole in the lineup. To one count, here's the pitch, and Matthew Bates says ball two. Check that, ball three, 3-1. Long pause by the right-hander. Now the 3-1 pitch swung on and fouled straight back to the screen, 3-2. And you can do that. You can have outstanding defensive catchers who really know how to handle your pitching staff as long as you're getting contributions from the other spots of the batting order. Problem for Cleveland, not just right now but all season long, is that Miles Straw in center field has continued to be outstanding defensively but has not hit. And more recently, there are a lot of other players who have had good seasons up to this point slumping at the same time. Three balls, two strikes. Runners on the corners, one down. The pitch. Naylor swings and misses. And that's strike three. Swung through a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. And here again, we have a situation where the Clippers have a runner in scoring position before an out is recorded. And they are on the verge of being turned away as they were in the first and in the second. Oh for 7 so far with runners in scoring position. Spires goes to work on Gabriel Arias and misses inside for ball one. Outfield straight away and deep. The infield is back, playing a bit to the pull side against the right-handed batter. Next offering. Again misses inside, 2-0. Spires came into this game in the top of the third inning, walked Mitch Tolman, walked Will Brennan. Got a fielder's choice ground out and a strikeout. Now is 2-0. In the dirt, good block there by Colesferry, the catcher, to keep this a scoreless game, but it's 3-0. So Arias can pick a very small strike zone right now and attack anything in it and let anything else go by. 3-0. Takes a called strike at the knees, 3-1. Good pitcher's 3-0 pitch there. Now comes the 3-1, and that's a called strike over the outer black. Arias thought he had ball four. Instead, it was full. Time called now by Arias. He wants to think about it before digging in. He has seen the repertoire of Spires here. Runner from first will be off on the pitch. Here it comes. And it is a called third strike at the knees. Arias cannot believe it. He's got some words for the home plate umpire as he walks away, taking three straight strikes to end the inning. And again, the Clippers fail to score with multiple base runners. Bottom three after this, still nothing doing in Louisville.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free. It's easy. It's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Bottom third of the order for the Louisville Bats here in the bottom of the third inning. Scoreless ball game. Clippers have had opportunities in every inning. The Louisville Bats have not really had much opportunity. Hunter Gaddis has put them down in order in the first and second, dealing with Michael DeLeon here. DeLeon squares to bunt, pulls back as the pitch is high and away for ball one. Scores around the International League. Brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. 1-0 pitch is in for a called strike, a fastball at 92 from Gaddis to even things at 1-1. Next pitch. Hit hard to right field. Valera read it properly, heads back and makes the catch on the run. Well struck baseball, but nothing to show for it, DeLeon. Well, yesterday, the Clippers and the Nashville Sounds, the teams with the two best records in AAA, lost to the teams with the two worst records in AAA, Charlotte and Louisville. And so the Clippers gain no ground. Still 4.5 games out of first place. Hunter Gaddis deals to Mark Colesberry and gets a swing and a miss for strike one. First game of a double dip in Omaha, tied 3-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Game two will come up a little bit later on. A one pitch is high. Top six, Norfolk at Memphis, no score. That's also a doubleheader. Making up rainout from July 31st. 1-1 pitch. On the outside corner. 1-2. They have gotten underway in Buffalo. They were washed out yesterday. Gwinnett scores in the first inning, leading 1-0. Here comes the 1-2. Oh, big slow curve. Didn't break enough, and it hit him on the elbow. And Colesberry was in no hurry to get out of the way. I won't go so far as to say that he initiated the contact of the baseball. But he certainly was in no hurry to move that arm. He took the 74-mile-per-hour hook and turned it into the first base runner of the ball game for Louisville. Here's Isaiah Gilliam, the designated hitter, batting from the left side against Gaddis. He swings and fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. St. Paul up 5-0 at Toledo, bottom of the third inning. Also bottom three at Syracuse. It's Rochester 5 and the Syracuse Mets nothing. Durham at home leading Scranton Wilkes-Barre 1-0. Tyler Glasnow making a rehab appearance for the Durham Bulls tonight. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. Gilliam was way out in front. Charlotte leading again tonight at home against Nashville, 3-0. Nashville has one hit today. They had only one hit yesterday. They were held hitless into the sixth inning. Knights blanked them. Nothing and two the count. Quick throw to first, and the runner is back with a head first dive. Worcester at Lehigh Valley, no score in the second inning. Likewise, scoreless Iowa at Jacksonville in the first. Those are your International League scores. Long pause by Gaddis. Now the 0-2, and it's high and away. Colesberry leads away from first. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and did he get a piece? No. He might have gotten a piece, but it was caught by Naylor for strike three. So for Hunter Gaddis, already five strikeouts through 2 2/3 innings. Back to the top of the order for Matt Reynolds. Reynolds was the first strikeout victim leading off the ball game. Gaddis delivers the first pitch over the inside corner for a called strike. Outfield straightaway, the infield a couple of steps to the pole side. Tolman still staunchly on the right side of the bag at second base. Next offering, swung on and missed. Good off speed, 0-2. Gaddis has twice struck out seven in a Clippers uniform. 34 strikeouts in 28 in the third innings coming into play. Looks like a pretty good bet to exceed that tonight if he stays on this trajectory. Next offering, low and away, 1-2. Gaddis shakes a couple of times. Now nods in agreement with Bo Naylor. The pitch. Fouled back, out of play, still 1-2. We are getting our, I guess, second look at post-Labor Day baseball in AAA. Last year was a novel thing. They tacked some games onto the end of the schedule. Coming out of the 2020 season where there was no minor league baseball. I think you're going to see a lot of ballparks across the country in the minor leagues, as you see even in the major leagues. As the 1-2 pitch is hit in the air to left field, charging Arias. That's going to fall in front of him for a base knock to a board. That's the first hit against Gaddis. You're going to see a lot of these ballparks as fans are just not used to getting to baseball games in September. You're going to see a lot of empty seats, and we have seen them here over the first couple of days at Slugger Field. But obviously the hope is at the AAA level, and the lower levels of the minors are still going on, by the way, with the edict to have every Monday off in six-game series. The season goes past Labor Day for everybody. But in AAA, almost all the way to the end of the month. First pitch called, strike to Rivas, 0-1. He was caught looking at strike three in the first inning. There's going to be a period of adjustment that may take a year, may take a couple of years. Some places may never adjust. A one. Fastball just above the zone. 1-1. And it's all the same old culprits. High school football has started. College football has started. The NFL begins this weekend. It just divides the American sports attention span, and something's got to give. Next pitch, fastball to knees for a called strike, 1-2. Columbus has such great baseball fans, among the tops in attendance in all of baseball every year since moving to the gorgeous Huntington Park. The 1-2. Up and in with a fastball, 2-2. So we are very lucky in the Arena District, but we are also not immune. That's just the ebb and flow of baseball. Two outs, two on, two balls, two strikes, swing and a miss. And Rivas down on strikes for the second time today. Another big inning for Hunter Gaddis in terms of strikeouts. He K's a pair. He gives up a hit, hits a man, but strands them both out there on the bases. Three innings in the books here at Slugger Field. Still no score.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, they offer the best prices and trade-in program in Central Ohio. Bring in your trade, and Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500 trade-in value. If it doesn't run, Auto Palace will pick it up for you. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of their incredible fall special, with some vehicles marked down up to 40%. Get approved on a newer, lower-mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at Goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill in the Ad Council.
Three innings gone here at Slugger Field. We go to the fourth. Clippers have left base runners out there in all three innings so far. George Valera to lead things off. He walked in the second inning as the leadoff man. Carson Spires misses up and in for ball one. Valera waits. Spires back to it. Gets a swing and a miss and a breaking ball that was probably off the inside part of the plate, but it tantalized Valera into taking a rip. Next offering. Hit through the left side of the infield. They had the overshift on against Valera, and he beats it. So for the Clippers, in spite of all the base runners that they have had, that is only their second hit. Two hits, four walks. Four innings now for the Clippers, and all four times they have had the leadoff man aboard. Nolan Jones takes a pitch up out of the zone. Jones fell behind 0-2 in the second inning. Worked the count full and drew a walk. Spires misses outside on the next offering, 2-0. Well, he has not put himself ahead in the count very often. Even when he has thrown strike one, he has quickly fallen behind. Spires did come back to strike out the last two in the third inning after walking the first two. 2-0 pitch, a strike called over a thick outside corner to make it 2-1. Long pause at the belt by the right-hander. Now the pitch, and that one is low and away. So Spires, having pitched just an inning plus, is already at 32 pitches. The next offering is swung on and lifted foul out of play. 3-2. Starter Levi Stout left after facing two batters in the second. He was supposed to go two innings, 30 pitches. He did not get through either of those landmarks. An inning plus 25 pitches. Spires steps off the back of the rubber now to try and collect himself and get going. Again, just his second start at the AAA level. He does not work quickly. The pitch. Hit in the air to left field. Hit pretty well, but Hopkins was playing deep to begin with. So he drifts back to the edge of the warning track and makes the catch. One away. Just the second ball hit to the outfield by the Clippers today. Brian Rocchio fly to center field. David Fry up now, hit into a double play in the second inning, a .256 batting average for him on the year. Good production for Fry, .450 slugging percentage. Throw goes to first, and Valera with an awkward dive back into the bag. Fry with 64 runs batted in, leads the Clippers this year. And he's been in the bottom half of the batting order. Checks his swing at a first pitch, but not in time. They ask the first base umpire. Tyler Jones goes up with the right hand. Fry has not hit in the top three in the batting order. He's been the cleanup man on five occasions. 0-1 pitch. He swings and fouls it away. So he's down to the count 0-2. His most frequent spot in the batting order is 7th, bracketed by 6th and 8th. So, not much of his time hitting in the middle of the order, and yet has found a way to lead the Clippers in RBIs. And it's not a high RBI total by any stretch of the imagination as he takes one up in his eyes, 1-2. For example, Will Brennan, who is the Clippers' leadoff man, has 98 runs batted in on the season, but a good chunk of those came in double-A. He has 59 for Columbus. The 1-2. Hit in the air to right center field, ranging in on it. Piscotty is going to fall in, and will it be a base hit? Yes, indeed it will. George Valera was halfway between, caught in a bad spot, because Piscotty was going to come close to catching that baseball. And if he did, Valera would have to get back to first base. Once it hit pay dirt, Valera put his head down and broke for second with a head-first dive he is in, so it is a hit for David Fry, and the Clippers have him at first and second, one down for Trenton Brooks. Well, if you're a base runner in that situation, not a whole lot you can do until the situation plays itself out. Brooks swings and torches the first pitch down the right field line. It is foul. About a foot outside the line, hit the warning track, bounded up into the tiered grass seating area in the right field corner, and bounced right back out to Stephen Piscotty in right field. Brooks hit it hard. A one count to the first baseman. Next pitch, swung on, fouled back out of play. 0-2. Brooks is another guy like David Fry. If you put his on base and slugging and batting average higher in the batting order, probably would have more RBIs than he does. 36 is total so far in the season. 0-2 offering is a breaking ball low, 1-2. Spires looking for a double play ball here. Oh, that pitch came in a fastball, looked like strike three. Matthew Bates, the home plate umpire, flinched, started to raise up the shoulders, and then held stock still. So it's 2-2. Home crowd does not care for that at all. Now the 2-2 pitch, hit on the ground right side. That'll get through for a base knock. Valera's going to be waved around. Piscotty up with it, fires to the plate, and it is not in time. On the throw, the trail runner David Fry goes from second to third. Trenton Brooks comes through with an RBI single to put the Clippers on the board. They finally cash in some of these base runners here in the top of the fourth. So Brooks, on that 1-2 pitch, was given a reprieve and made good use of it. Mitch Tolman now with runners on the corners, one down. Tolman walked in the third inning. He is the first man that Carson Spires faced coming in out of the bullpen in the third. Piggyback situation. He bunts and popped it up back behind home plate. Callsbury will run out of room. A one count to the Clippers' second baseman. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Cut through a fastball at 93 miles per hour. Tolman waits down the count. Here's the pitch, and it's lifted foul out of play down the left field line. We'll do it again, 0-2. Starter Levi Stout back off the injured list today. Your Mount Carmel injury report presented by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Here's the 0-2 again, and this one is high and tight. Again, Stout acquired as part of the deal for Luis Castillo. Castillo sent out west to Seattle. Seattle Mariners doing pretty well with former Cincinnati Reds players. Eugenio Suarez had his 1,000th hit today, a home run. Breaking ball to Tolman is down and in. Suarez played here in Louisville and also in Toledo. He was originally a member of the Detroit Tigers organization. They just essentially gave him away. 2-2. That's tall. Three balls, two strikes. So Tolman, in an 0-2 hole, has battled it back to full here. And again, Spires doing himself no favors with the pitch count. He has thrown an inning and a third, and it's taken him 49 pitches to do it. Payoff. Fouled straight back to the screen. Now he can go a long way toward helping himself with a double play ball here, but Tolman can also go a long way toward making a very rough night for Spires. He comes through with an extra base hit here. Time called now by Spires. He wants the signs again. So, again, it's been a stop-and-start, fractured kind of outing for the young right-hander. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball. Tolman was looking for something else. And he's down on strikes. Two away now for Will Brennan. Brennan has been up twice today and on twice today. Doubled in the first inning, walked in the third. The double was his 23rd in a Clippers uniform. Seven homers, three triples. He had one of those triples last night. First pitch to him. He lifts it to right field. That's going to get down for a base knock. One run will score. Brooks stays at second. Now he's going to go to third as the ball is booted by Piscotty. And that will also send Brennan to second base. It's an RBI single and an E9, allowing the runners to get to second and third. And the Clippers have a 2-0 lead. Brian Rocchio now with a chance to open this thing up. I talked to you about the lefty-righty splits for Spires. The left-handers had hit him pretty well. Well, that's happened for the Clippers lefties today. Rocchio takes a strike at the knees. Pedro Payano will start to loosen for Louisville. 0-1. Hit right up the middle, and that will be off the edge of the glove of Matt Reynolds, who could have tried to dive for it but did not. Tried to stay on his feet so he would have a play. Two runs are going to score as Brian Rocchio gets a two-run single to make it 4-0 Clippers here in the fourth. Reynolds, if he lays out for that one and makes the play, it's going to be tough to pop up with his momentum going towards center field and throw out Rocchio. So he felt like his best opportunity to get the out was to stay on his feet, but it prevented him from getting glove to ball. Rocchio draws a throw at first, and he's back. So the Clippers come through in this inning in a big way. And the Louisville Bats really should feel fortunate that this is only a 4-0 ball game. Clippers stranded four runners in the first three innings. Fastball to Bo Naylor is high. I've got Spires for 28 pitches in this inning. The 1-0. Hit on the ground right side again. Reynolds, though, is able to scoop it, and he'll toss to first in time for the out. Naylor is retired, but the Clippers get four runs on five hits. They leave a man, and as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's Columbus 4 and Louisville nothing.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni, and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now, get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Four to nothing Columbus as we go to the bottom half of inning number four. Hunter Gaddis has allowed one hit. He's hit one man, but no runs have scored against him. Both of those incidents came in the third inning. So through three, he's allowed no runs, one hit. He hasn't walked anybody. He has struck out six. One shy of his season high in AAA. First pitch swing and a high fly ball to right field. Off the bat of T.J. Hopkins. Valera back, and did he catch it? He did. It was awkward, but ultimately he held the baseball in his glove. Valera has some very unorthodox mechanics in the outfield. Most important part, though, is he made the play for out number one. Yuniel Caracudo will stand in the left-handed batter's box. He was caught looking at strike three in the second inning. First pitch to him, breaking ball, that's strike one. The line of the pitch. Gaddis misses outside, 1-1. Fans, it's time to get outside. Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Next pitch, and excuse me, check swing, and that's a soft ground ball to first base. Trenton Brooks fields it, standing right next to the bag. One step to the side, and that is out number two. It gets no easier than that. Brings up Alex McGarry. Triangle shift on against him. McGarry hit right into it his first time up, grounding to the second baseman. Tolman takes a first pitch fastball off the outside corner for ball one. Hunter Gaddis has looked very good tonight. Fifth round pick back in 2019 by the Guardians. He deals and misses downstairs 2-0. Next offering, swing and a miss out in front of the changeup. The mix for Gaddis has been very good tonight, has not relied on any one pitch. Next offering is over the outside corner for a called strike to make it 2-2. Not only has Gaddis not walked anybody, but I've only got him one time going to a three-ball count. I was back in the first inning. Here comes the 2-2. And that's a three-ball count. Misses up and out. And the count is full. And he went to a full count back in the first against Leonardo Rivas. He got him looking for strike three. Next pitch. Fastball high and away. So that is the first walk issued by Gaddis. He has gone only one start this year without issuing a base on balls. That was his third start of the season against Altoona on May 1st. That game against Buffalo I told you about. We walked 4 2/2 innings. That was really the only game where he did not have good command. Misses up and in with the first pitch to Stephen Piscotty for ball one. He walked three against Toledo in his first AAA start. That was an odd ball game because in the first three innings, he dominated Toledo, putting the side down in order. Piscotty swings the next pitch and comes up empty. And then he came out for the fifth inning, having allowed no runs, one hit. Came out for the fifth and didn't record an out. He walked three batters and was taken out of the ballgame. One pitch hit in the air to right field. Valera in, back, in again, right where he started. Makes the catch for out number three, and the walk does no damage. We've played four here on the banks of the Ohio River. Clippers 4, bats nothing.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
We need someone to be there. knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never. Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Another pitcher on for the Louisville Bats tonight. Pedro Payano takes over for the top of the fifth inning. He is the fourth Louisville hurler on the day. Levi Stout went an inning plus, no runs, one hit, two walks. There's a bunt fouled away by Gabriel Arias for strike one. Kyle Dowdy pitched a scoreless inning, actually only faced two batters, got a double play ball, then a ground out. Carson Spires, two innings, four runs, three earned, five hits, walked a couple, struck out three. Payano, the right-hander. Misses downstairs, 1-1. 6'2", 170 pounds. In the Tigers system, Double-A and Triple-A last year, misses just downstairs here, two balls, one strike. Next pitch, Arias swings and fouls it away. Payano appearing for the 44th time this season. Two wins, four losses. 3.25 ERA, about a strikeout per inning, and a .223 opponent's batting average. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Strike three, called at the knees. Arias put away for the second time today on strikes. He is 0-3. And for the first time today, the Clippers do not get the leadoff man aboard. Here's George Valera. First pitch off speed, misses outside for ball one. Valera walked in the second inning, singled and scored in the four-run Clippers fourth. 4-0 Clippers on top here. Next pitch, outside 2-0. Valera is the top position player prospect for the Guardians. This Clippers team is rife with prospects. Next pitch, off speed, swung on and missed. Talking about the top 30 from Baseball America, you've got names up and down, position players and pitchers. Next offering, just a whisker off the outside corner. Payano works. The 3-1 is too tall. So Valera aboard via walk for the second time today. Valera takes his lead as the first pitch to Nolan Jones is low and inside. One ball, no strike. So Payano Struck out the first man he faced, then issues a walk. The 1-0 is swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt. Next offering. Hard hit ground ball through the right side for a base knock. Valera looks behind him and decides to stay at second base. Probably a good decision. So like the rest of the day, the Clippers with multiple base runners here. So as you look at the Baseball America top 30 prospects, of the top 10, the Clippers have had 7 on their roster this year. There are currently 6. Tyler Freeman now in the major leagues. Daniel Espino, the top prospect overall, hasn't pitched in a long time. The knee injury early in the season. He started his year at AA Akron. We expected that he would be promoted sometime during the year, but health just didn't allow it. First pitch to Fry out of the zone for ball one. So you got Valera, Bo Naylor, number 4, Brian Rocchio, 5, Logan Allen, 6, Freeman, 7, Gabriel Arias, 8, Nolan Jones, 9. Chase DeLauder is number 10, Gavin Williams, number 3. Those are the others that we haven't seen. Next pitch, that's low. Others in the top 30 that have worn a Clippers uniform this year: Richie Palacios, Will Brennan, Xavion Curry, Hunter Gaddis, Peyton Battenfield, Will Benson, Cody Morris, Brian LaVastita. That's a lot of prospects for a AAA team. Fry swings and torches a ball foul down the right field line, out of play. There are always some, and it just depends where a team is in its developmental cycle. Two balls, two strikes, the count against the Clippers' third baseman tonight, David Fry. Fry has hit into a double play and singled. 4-0 Clippers, 2 runners aboard, 1 down here in the top of the 5th inning. The pitch. That's in the dirt. Good smother by Colesberry to keep the runners at their stations. It runs the count to 3-2. With teams not having the same short season affiliates that they used to, it sort of concentrates the levels at which you can have your prospects spread out, of course. 3-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. But I can't recall a year where that high a percentage of the top 30 have been in a Clippers uniform at all, let alone at the same time. Next offering is hit to second base. That's a double play ball. 4-6, 6-3, twin kill. Clippers are turned away here in the 5th inning. We go to the bottom half of the 5th. It's still 4-0 Columbus. Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's crispy pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni. and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now, get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important. Four to nothing Clippers going to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the bottom third of the order for the Louisville Bats. Michael DeLeon to lead things off. Fly to right field his first time up. Swings way out in front of a changeup for strike one here to start the fifth inning. I'm talking about prospect rankings in the last half inning and how many the Clippers have here at AAA this year. Gattis fires a fastball off the outside corner. Right now the Louisville Bats do not have many of their highly rated prospects on this team. Gattis fires the 1-1. That one bounces in. Of the top 10, only Brandon Williamson, lefty pitcher, currently on the roster. As I'm looking things over, I don't see any of their position players. 2-1 pitch, off speed, in for a called strike. Two pitchers from today's game that have already come and gone are in the top 30. Next pitch hit in the air to right field, hit pretty well. Valera racing back at the warning track, and that one's going to go. Solo home run. Michael DeLeon. Puts Louisville on the board, 4-1 ball game here in the fifth. Levi Stout, who started this game, ranked 12th in the Reds organization, and Carson Spires, who pitched two innings in relief, is ranked number 30. Players, all pitchers, only one of them in the top 10. Mark Colesberry, hit by a pitch in the third inning, squares to bunt, pops it up on the third base side. It's going to hit foul. 0-1. Everybody, 4-1 ball game on a beautiful night here in Louisville, Kentucky. The wind is blowing in, and Michael DeLeon just hit it right into the teeth of that wind. Lights are on, the sun is set. Gattis goes to work and gets a called strike on a breaking ball to make it 0-2 to the backstop, Colesberry. He's not hit much in a Bats uniform, just a 184 average, and here he swings and misses, chasing one out of the zone for strike three. And that is the seventh strikeout for Gattis. Now that is nowhere close to his season high overall, but it matches a season high in a Clippers uniform. Back-to-back games now with seven strikeouts. The most he has K'd all year long came against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies back on the 19th of May. He K'd 11 ponies that day. Isaiah Gilliam takes a called strike at a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Left-handed batter hitting against the overshift. Swings and misses 0-2. Gattis has had a nice pace and rhythm so far today. He's into the motion. And his 0-2 pitch is a bit upstairs. One ball, two strikes. 70 pitches, 44 of them for strikes. He kicks and fires. And that's strike three. Called over the outside corner. Give him eight on the night, and we go back to the top of the order for Matt Reynolds. Reynolds struck out to start the ball game, then singled in the third inning. Reynolds on a major league rehab assignment. Righty-righty matchup. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Because Reynolds is a major league rehabber, there is no pitch clock involved during his plate appearances. Gattis steals the 0-1. Hit in the air to center field. Hit pretty well. Brendan racing back. Still back at the warning track. Has room and makes the catch shy of the wall for out number three. Solo home run, though, from Michael DeLeon. Gets the bats on the board. We go to the sixth inning. Clippers on top 4-1.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never. Like, never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The bats again make a call to the bullpen. Ryan Newtoff will pitch. Newtoff, 6'2", 190 pounds, out of South Elgin, Illinois. Did not pitch last year due to injury, a 16th round pick by the Reds back in 2017. Pedro Payano put himself behind the eight ball, allowing a walk and a hit. Got a double play ball to avoid any damage in the run column, and that's what matters most. So he goes a scoreless inning, a walk, a hit, a strikeout. And Trenton Brooks bats to lead things off. First pitch inside, the next one swung on and drilled in the air to center field. Straight away, Rivas makes the catch for out number one. Here's Mitch Tolman, a walk and a strikeout so far today on his resume. Newtoff started the year in Double-A, where he made 39 appearances for Chattanooga. He was good. 6-2 with a 2.96 earned run average. Tolman takes downstairs for ball one. 65 strikeouts in 54 innings. That's a good number, but he walked 29, and that's not so good. The 1-0. Fastball, strike. If you're walking a lot of guys in Double-A, you're probably going to walk them at an even higher percentage at Triple-A as the batters become more discerning. Tolman takes low. Two balls, one strike. Newtoff played baseball at the University of Michigan. Delivers high here. 3-1 against the nine-hitter Tolman. 4-1, Clippers on top. As we play in the sixth inning. 2015, he was named to the Big Ten All-Freshman team. Tolman swings and hits it hard, but just foul down the right side. The bats knew they weren't going to get much length out of their starter tonight, Levi Stout, as he was just off the injured list. But I'm sure they hope to get a little bit more than they were able to get out of Carson Spires today. Three balls, two strikes to count. Here comes the pitch. And it's banged up the middle. That'll get through for a base knock. Newtoff kind of went down to a knee as that line drive was near to him, but he didn't get the glove up in time to even come close to making a play. So Mitch Tolman, with his first hit of the ball game, takes us back to the top of the order, and Will Brennan has dominated this one. Three trips to the plate, on base three times, a double, a walk, and a single. He's driven in a run and scored one. First pitch to him outside for ball one. Brennan swings and gets his third hit of the game. On the next pitch, he torches it through the right side, a single. And Will Brennan is locked in tonight. Three for three brings his batting average up to 307 now. Came in at 301 in seventh place. Right now he would sit fourth. He's at first. Tolman's at second. And Brian Rocchio is at the plate. Takes a first pitch outside for ball one. Brennan, after that single in the fourth inning, sits at 99 runs batted in. Most in the Guardian system. Rocchio swings and skies one to center field. Rivas has no idea where it is. The shortstop better get there, and he doesn't. It falls in for... No, it's not going to be a base hit. There's going to be a force out at second base. Will Brennan... Listen, I knew it was going to happen as soon as that ball left the bat. It got up above the angle of the lights. Leonardo Rivas had no idea where it was. Uniel Caracuto, the shortstop, was heading out, tried to make a catch over his shoulder. It fell to the ground. He picked it up immediately and fired into second base. And we had that situation earlier in the game with George Valera barely getting to second base. Well, that time there just wasn't a chance for Brennan. And so it goes as a fielder's choice, 6-4. And if you read the box score, if you read even the play-by-play, you see with runners at first and second base, a 6-4 fielder's choice, that doesn't seem unusual at all. But the way it played out certainly was. So Rocchio does not get a base hit. He's at first base, though. Brennan, for the second time today, eliminated on a fielder's choice. Runner goes. Here's the pitch. It's a ball. The throw to second is in plenty of time. Rocchio's out. That's the end of the inning as the Clippers have a couple of outs here on the bases. And they are turned away even though they have two hits in the frame. So Bo Naylor was the batter. The first pitch to him was not a strike, but he'll come up to lead it off for the Clippers in the seventh. Before that happens, though, the Louisville Bats will bat in the bottom of the sixth inning, trailing the Clippers 4-1.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill.
get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle.
Clippers, bottom of the sixth inning. Hunter Gaddis has pitched very well tonight for Columbus. And he is back to the bump. Leonardo Rivas to lead things off. He has struck out twice today. TJ Hopkins and Yuniel Caracudo to follow. Gaddis throws the off-speed pitch in for a called strike. He has not been relying on first-pitch fastballs. He has had pretty good command of the secondary stuff, and that has kept the bats off balance all night long. 0-1. Swung on and hit softly towards second base. Tolman's got it. Throw to first is in time. Kevin Kelly begins loosening for the Clippers. Gaddis is at 75 pitches. T.J. Hopkins twice has flied to right field. Line by the right hand of the pitch. Swung on and missed strike one. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games stream live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device is on MILB.TV. A one pitch that is at the knees for a called strike. Quickly, 0-2. This date in Clippers history takes us back to 2019. Next pitch from Gaddis, breaking ball just downstairs. Game 4 of the IL semis saw the Clippers trailing Gwinnett by a 4-3 score in the top of the eighth inning with the bases full of stripers, nobody out. The situation looked dire for the Clippers. 1-2 pitch is low. A strikeout from James Karinchak, followed by a pair of outs from John Edwards, ended the threat and set the stage for Connor Maribel to deliver. With a two-run double, Clippers would clinch the series with a 5-4 win and, of course, go on to sweep the Durham Bulls. 2-2 pitch. Oh, it just missed. Three balls and two strikes. Gaddis thought he had his ninth strikeout. Clippers won what very well may be the final Governor's Cup championship ever in 2019. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Good breaking ball. And Gaddis has to throw one more pitch, but he does get his ninth strikeout of the ball game. Yuniel Caracudo comes to the plate. Gaddis with a chance to reach double digits in strikeouts for the first time in AAA already. A AAA season high tonight. The offering, fastball, strike one. He threw 93 pitches last time out. He's 82 right now. His 0-1 is a little bit high. His pitch count high on the season is exactly 100 back on July 6th against Altoona. The 1-1. Shot foul. 1-2. The big fella winds and deals and misses high and away. 95-mile-per-hour fastball there, his hottest reading of the game. You can tell he's trying to finish this one off with an exclamation point. 2-2 pitch. Pop to left field. Racing over toward the line. Ari is still traveling. Sets up shop and makes the catch for out number three. Boy, if that's the end of the outing for Hunter Gaddis, it was a beauty. One run allowed on a solo home run. He has dominated the Louisville bats through six, and the Clippers lead it as we go to the seventh, 4-1.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
He's like the book, Sports Talk for Dummies.
I know, I really am.
He makes you understand with perfect analogies.
The appetizer portion of this meal is over. Let's move to the entree.
He's Colin Cowherd.
A sports prodigy.
And The Herd is the show that makes you smarter, not dumber, like the other shows out there.
I want you to think about that for a second.
Listen to The Herd with Colin Cowherd right here. Weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Voting can change our world. It can shape my neighborhood.
Voting is about our future.
Voting matters.
But I can't vote.
Nope, neither can I.
I'm too young. Same.
So to all the grown-ups,
it's up to you.
Our future depends on it.
Register to vote.
Get registered.
We need you.
Visit VoteOhio.gov to register online for the November 8th election.
Sponsored by Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose, aired by the OAB and this station.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit TalkAboutVaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Four to one Clippers as they come up here in the top of the seventh inning at Slugger Field. Night has fallen, and the bats go back to the bullpen. Jared Solomon will pitch. Solomon 3-2 on the year with an 8.02 earned run average, 33 appearances. 35 strikeouts over 33 and two-thirds. Opponents hitting .293 against the right-hander out of Millville, Pennsylvania. The wind, the pitch, and the fastball is high and away to Bo Naylor, who is at the plate when Brian Rocchio was caught stealing to end the Clippers' sixth inning. Naylor 0-for-3 today. Strikeout, strikeout, ground out. Yesterday had a pair of home runs. Takes a pitch up and in, a fastball at 94. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Next pitch, that ball's hit high and deep to right field. Piscotty back at the warning track. He will wave it goodbye. Third homer of the series for Bo Naylor, his 11th in a Clippers uniform, and another no-doubter. Clippers on top 5-1. Naylor on a good stretch right now, trying to show the Cleveland Guardians he can handle the job offensively. Naylor's still just 22 years of age. He won't be 23 until February. This young man appears to have a pretty bright future. Time called as the music kept playing while Gabriel Arias was awaiting the first pitch. Arias is 0-for-3 tonight. Takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1. Like Naylor, he has gone with two strikeouts and a ground out. The wind of the pitch from Solomon. Breaking ball misses outside, 1-1. Cleveland Guardians taking on Kansas City. Trying to finish off the Royals. No score. They're just underway. Cody Morris gets the start tonight. Breaking ball here on 2-1 is inside. Three balls and a strike to Arias. Morris, of course, was starting for the Clippers, but had not stretched out to longer than 60 pitches. His last two outings were as a quote-unquote reliever, pitched an inning and then two. Arias takes a 3-2 fastball inside for ball four. So he's aboard for George Valera. So if you're the Guardians, best case scenario tonight is Morris did not go deep into the ballgame during his Major League debut. I would think best case scenario, if you got four quality innings from Morris tonight, you'd be happy with it and then turn it over to the bullpen. First pitch to Valeris, swung on and missed. Cleveland beat Kansas City last night 4-1. Shane Bieber gave them exactly what they needed. Eight innings of good baseball. Rested a bullpen that had really had to work. James Karinchak was the only reliever to pitch yesterday. Got the save, his first of the year, giving Emmanuel Classe the night off. 1-1. That's high. Two balls and a strike. You got a couple of long men up there. Kirk McCarty available. Connor Pilkington as well. Off day tomorrow, so they should have plenty of pitching tonight, even if Morris cannot go deep. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball at 95 miles per hour. Doubleheader today between the Yankees and Twins. The Bronx Bombers won the opener 5-4. 2-2 pitch is high and away, full count. And game two is underway. No score in the top of the second inning. So the Guardians are Yankees fans tonight, hoping that they can take both games from the Twins. White Sox, though, beat the Mariners earlier today 9-6. Valera swings and misses at the 3-2. He's out. One on, one away for Nolan Jones. A run in here in the seventh inning on a Bo Naylor solo homer. 5-1 Clippers in the top of the seventh. Dodgers beat the Giants today 7-3. Hopes were fairly high for the Giants coming into this season, but they're five games under. Fastball to Nolan Jones at the knees for a called strike. Clayton Kershaw got to start today, went six innings, allowed two runs. He's still good. A one pitch. Right through the wickets of the catcher, Colesberry, and a wild one will send the runner, Arias, on to second base. Tigers held on against the Angels, 5-4 the final score. Former Clipper Eric Haas had a home run, going 5-for-5 against the Halos. Braves fell behind early against the A's, but rallied for a 7-3 victory. Braves came into play today, tied atop the National League East. They have now won seven games in a row. Rockies beat the Brewers 8-4, doubleheader today in Pittsburgh. The Mets keeping pace with the Braves, beating the Pirates by a 5-1 score, but concern at Citi Field as Max Scherzer goes on the injured list today. Game two of that doubleheader right now is all Mets, 7-0 in the top of the sixth inning. So if they sweep that doubleheader, the Mets will again be in first place by themselves, a half game ahead of Atlanta. If the Pirates come back from 7-0 down against the Mets, never mind. Two balls, one strike to count. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Elsewhere, the Rangers lead the Astros 1-0, bottom two. Cardinals and Nationals scoreless in St. Louis in the third inning. Reds and Cubs 1-1. At Wrigley Field, that's in the third. Blue Jays and Orioles won apiece, top of the fifth inning in Baltimore. Two other games in the sixth inning. Red Sox at the Rays, 1-0 Tampa Bay, and the Phillies lead at home against the Marlins, 3-2. Those are your major league scores. Next pitch to Nolan Jones, lifted in the air to shallow left field. Hopkins coming in hard, sliding, can't make the catch, and that will fall in for a base knock. Nobody covering third base with the overshift on, and the third baseman racing out to try and catch that ball as well. And so even though it was just barely popped in another play where a Clippers base runner could have been caught in between, Valera makes it to third base easily. Runners on the corners for David Fry. For Nolan Jones, his second hit of the ball game. He's reached three times. David Fry has a hit and a run scored. That single sandwiched in between a couple of double play balls. Hit into a twin kill in the second and again in the fifth inning. Swings at the first pitch here and fouls it away. 5-1 Clippers in the top of the seventh inning. Columbus trying to even this series at a game apiece. They missed out on a chance to pick up a game on Nashville as they were beaten by Charlotte yesterday. And Charlotte was ahead early. They're still ahead, but Nashville has made it a game. 8-6. Heading to the bottom of the sixth inning in Charlotte. Clippers 4.5 out of first place. Fry takes up and in. 1-1. Jared Solomon facing his fifth batter of this inning. He's retired only one. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball. Andrew Mizziazik getting loose for the Clippers in the bullpen. It's a pretty good clue that Hunter Gaddis is done for the night. 1-2 pitch. Crushed to left field. Racing back on it. Hopkins still back. And that's over his head. And it's going to one-hop the wall and hop over the wall. That'll cost the Clippers a run. Ground rule double will make Nolan Jones stop at third base. But it's an RBI for David Fry. He drives in Gabriel Arias. And a two-run inning for the Clippers has him on top 6-1. Nolan Jones had a great jump, reading it as an extra base hit right off the bat. And he would have scored. They're at second and third now for Trenton Brooks. Brooks got the Clippers on the board with an RBI single back in the fourth inning. He would later come around to score. That was a four-run frame for the Clippers. He's got a chance to really open it up here. Fastball outside. Good stop by Colesbury to keep that one from going to the backstop. 1-1, no strikes to Brooks, 1-3. Infield in, outfield deep, a lot of real estate between the two lines of defense. There's a slow ground ball, third base side. They're going to come to the plate. The throw is bad, and everybody's safe. It was Caracudo, the shortstop, who had it, and his throw was up the first base line. Colesbury lunged to catch it, and again, by doing so, saved an extra run. So it'll be a fielder's choice. Brooks is at first. David Fry moves to third as Nolan Jones comes in to score. Here's Mitch Tolman. First pitch, and it's outside for 1. Tolman walked in the third, struck out in the fourth, and had a base hit in the sixth inning. Pitch to him. He takes off speed in for a called strike. There's a right-hander warming for Louisville. Julio Pinto getting loose. 7-1, Clippers on top. Here's the pitch. And it is up out of the zone, 2-1. Middle infield playing for a double play. 2-1 pitch is outside. 3-1. This might be all for Solomon. More balls than strikes and about to throw his 30th pitch, even if he gets Tolman. Could be the end of his night. 3-1 offering. He's not going to get Tolman. That ball is crushed to right field. Bye-bye. 3-run home run for Mitch Tolman. His 10th of the year, RBIs 40, 41, and 42. And the Clippers have put 10 on the bats tonight. Well, for Mitch Tolman, that has been a long time coming. Almost a month since his last home run. Pat Kelly is out of the dugout. He's going to go get Jared Solomon, and we'll have a pitching change here in Louisville. 10-1 Clippers on top.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Will Brennan with a chance at a four-hit night comes up in the seventh inning with the bases empty. And one away. Julio Pinto is on to pitch. Pinto, 6'3", 223-pounder out of Venezuela. Seven batters faced for Jared Solomon. He retired only one of them. Six runs, all earned. Four hits. The icing on the cake for the Clippers, a three-run home run from Mitch Tolman. This inning started with a solo home run for Bo Naylor. Then a walk, then a strikeout, single, double, fielder's choice, three-run homer. 10-1 Clippers. Pinto's first pitch is a breaking ball down and in. Last time the Clippers scored 10 runs was the opening game of the series at Buffalo, and the Clippers fell behind and trailed in that ball game. Rallied to tie it in the ninth inning and then won it with a run in the 10th. 1-0 swung on and missed by Brennan. Brennan doubled to start the ball game, walked in the third, singled in the fourth, and again in the sixth. Swings here and misses an off-speed pitch, 1-2. Brennan already has two four-hit games on the year, two of the nine the Clippers have this season. 1-2 pitch, fouled back toward the upper deck. It's going to come just shy of the broadcast booth. And find an empty seat. Still 1-2. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Breaking ball. First time Brennan has been retired today. Two down brings up Brian Rocchio. Rocchio with a two-run single in the fourth inning. Made it a 4-0 Clippers lead. Columbus has had base runners all night long. They haven't gone 1-2-3. They haven't sent the minimum to the plate. They've scored 10. They have stranded 7 so far. First pitch to Rocchio. Called strike on the inside corner. A one pitch, fouled away. Rocchio playing in his 15th game. Already has five multi-hit games, and he could make it six tonight. Next pitch, outside. The pitch. Swung on, hit past the mound, past second base, out to the shortstop. Caracudo's got it. He'll throw him out 6-3, and that'll do it for Columbus here in the seventh inning. It is stretch time in Louisville, but it's all Columbus 10-1.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Alex McGarry to lead things off for the Louisville Bats as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. McGarry, a left-handed batter, then Stephen Piscotty, followed by Michael DeLeon. And a new pitcher on, Andrew Mizziazik. A good night for Hunter Gaddis. Six innings, a run on two hits, a walk and nine strikeouts. When I say a good night, his best in AAA, I would say. He had everything working. Did not fall into patterns. Just pitched well in all counts. First pitch to McGarry. That's a called strike. Mizziazik, southpaw from Oceanside, New York, delivers. And a breaking ball hit foul on the first base side. 6'2", 215-pounder, drafted in the 32nd round back in 2019. He will be the last 32nd rounder for the Cleveland Guardians. The 2020 draft was only five rounds, and it's 20 rounds from here on out. Here's a ground ball sharply hit to first base, and what a pick by Trenton Brooks on an in-between hop. Brooks reached across his body and pulls it in, takes it to the bag himself for out number one. McGarry had double in his mind as soon as that ball left his bat. Brooks had other ideas. One down for Stephen Piscotty. Piscotty had a good game yesterday. Today so far he's 0 for 2. As Yazik delivers, and a big rip foul down the left field line. And that's what we've seen from Piscotty so far, is he is up there taking big swings. Worked out yesterday, had a base hit and a two-run homer. Here he smashes one to center field. That's a base knock. One out base runner for the Bats here in the seventh inning. Clippers lead him 10-1. 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Columbus. One run, that was the third hit, and one error for Louisville. There's Michael DeLeon. Switch hitter batting from the right side. Takes a monster cut and comes up empty for strike one. Outfield straightaway and deep. Infield a bit to the pull side. The 0-1 pitch misses wide for a 1-1 count. Izzy Azik on for the 41st time this year for the Clippers. 4 wins, 2 losses, a .324 earned run average. He's had stretches of being very, very good, but some uneven performances as well. That probably just described 85% of pitchers in the International League. Gets a swing and a miss here, 1-2. Strikes out just over a batter per inning. Walks about 5 batters per 9. Throws the 1-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike 3. Case De Leon for the second out of the inning and brings up Mark Colesberry. Mizziazik, as you might expect, has better results against left-handers. Number of at-bats, pretty close. Coming into play tonight, 35 against lefties, 42 against righties. The lefties hitting him at a .229 clip, right-handers .357. As Mark Colesberry takes a breaking ball inside. Colesberry was hit by a pitch in the third inning, a big slow breaking ball that he made no effort to get out of the way from. And that pitch moving down and in toward his leg, he again was not giving any ground. The 1-0 swings and fouls it back. Mizziazik started the year in Double-A, and in 17 games, he pitched 32 innings, so he was a long man for the Rubber Ducks, and his results were outstanding. 32 innings, 48 strikeouts against 8 walks, just 2 earned runs. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, just missed. Check of the runner at first, now the pitch. Fastball, a little high, 3-1. Struck out 41% of the batters he faced in the Eastern League this year. Three-one pitch, well up out of the zone for ball four. That'll put him at first and second with two down for the 9-hitter, Isaiah Gilliam. Mizziazik has been a reliever his entire career, made one start, and it came June 29th this season at AAA against Iowa. It was a bullpen game, so he was just used as the first man to start the ballgame, went an inning, gave up a run. First pitch popped up on the infield. Mizziazik calling for it. You're not allowed to do that. The third baseman, David Fry, is going to come catch it on the way to the dugout. He'll just keep sprinting after gloving that baseball for out number 3. Bats are retired. No runs. 1 hit, 2 left, and we've played 7. It's 10-1 Columbus.
I'm Jonathan Meenick with Edward Jones. Do you know when I hear the question, am I ready for retirement the most? When someone tells me a story of someone who cannot retire because they didn't plan ahead. Call me at 740-954-3113. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Better ingredients, better pizza, better brace yourself because Papa John's has done it again. Introducing Papa Bowls. No crust, just a whole bunch of those Papa John's toppings you love, baked to piping hot perfection. I'm talking crisp veggies, savory meats all covered in melty cheese, and those signature sauces. Try flavors like Italian Meats Trio, Chicken Alfredo, and Garden Veggie, or get creative and build your own. Better ingredients, better pizza, now in a bowl, Papa John's.
Sometimes life throws you a curveball and leaves you with a financial mess. Whether it's doctor's bills from a sudden illness, loss of a job, or any other kind of unseen financial hardship. Check us out at willisattorneys.com. That's willisattorneys.com.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's.
Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Clippers sent 9 to the plate in the 7th inning. And so Bo Naylor will lead off again here in the 8th. He led off the 7th with a home run. That would turn out to be a 6-run inning for the Clippers. Columbus has had base runners in every inning tonight. They have scored in only 2. Naylor takes a big swing and fouls away the first offering 0-1. Columbus scored 4 runs in the 4th, 6 in the 7th. And they lead it 10-1. Julio Pinto back out on the mound. He got the final 2 outs of the 7th inning. He deals and gets a swing and a miss. Fastball at 95 by Naylor. It's 0-2. Three defenders on the right side of the infield. Here's the 0-2 pitch. It is off the outside corner. 1-2. Clippers in pretty good shape to try and even this series at 1 game apiece. These are games, if you want to run down Nashville, you cannot afford to lose. Next offering bounces in and away from the catcher. And that's no disrespect to the Louisville Bats, but the fact is they got the second worst record in AAA baseball at 53-77. If you have championship aspirations, those are teams you got to beat. Now, the series is very young. Naylor swings and fouls back another. Clippers still have an opportunity to make it 5 out of 6. And if you beat a team 5 out of 6 times, even if it is the second best record in AAA against the second worst record in AAA, that is an outstanding series. Next pitch outside, 3-2. Baseball is not a game where anybody wins 80% of the time. Time called before the pitch. As you look at the major league standings, the best record in the American League is a .640 winning percentage. So if you take 4 out of 6 games, you've got a better record than the Houston Astros. Everybody's ready. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and oh boy, that just missed. Leadoff walk. Naylor was down to the count 0-2. Battled, and drew the walk. So leadoff man aboard again for the Columbus Clippers. This is 8 trips to the plate. The leadoff man has reached 6 times. That's the good news. The bad news is the Clippers have scored that leadoff man only 2 times. First pitch fastball to Gabriel Arias is inside for 1. Let me talk about what the Clippers have in front of them trying to race down Nashville. Arias takes out of the zone again to make it 2-0. Now, the same thing applies for the Nashville Sounds as they take on the Charlotte Knights. Charlotte has the worst record in AAA. The Knights at 51-79, and Nashville has the best record. So on paper, they should win that series easily, like the Clippers here against the Bats. And Nashville plays Louisville in a series, so they get to face both of those 2 teams. 3-0 coming. And it's called strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Clippers have a series remaining against Omaha. They have a sub-500 record, but they're only five games under at 62-67. Arias takes inside for ball four. Back-to-back walks for Pinto to start this inning. There is activity in both bullpens right now. See how long Pat Kelly sticks with his right-hander here. You got to get innings. This game is out of hand. Clippers up 10-1 in the eighth inning. You don't want to have to use any more relievers than absolutely necessary tonight. The pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back to the screen. George Valera was looking for a first pitch fastball. He got it, but could not square it up, fouling it back. Next pitch. That's low. The other two series the Clippers have remaining are against Toledo and Indianapolis. That's nine games against teams with winning records. Next pitch outside, 2-1. I believe the only team with a winning record that Nashville plays from here on is Jacksonville. They sit 4.5 games out of first place in the East with a 69-60 record. There's a swing and a ground ball. Right side, long run. The throw will go to second base, and they'll get the out there. So Arias is retired 4-6, runners on the corners. Nolan Jones to the plate. He's got two hits today. Jones walked in the second, singled in the fifth, singled and scored in the seventh. Swings to the first pitch. 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Pinto. It's fouled right back to the screen, 0-1. Durham leads the International League East Division, 74-56. They've got a 4.5 game cushion over three teams now. Jacksonville, Lehigh Valley, and Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, all with identical 69-60 records. Worcester two games farther back at 67-62. Boy, that has been a volatile division. 1-1 pitch inside. Rochester, Buffalo, Lehigh Valley, Jacksonville, Durham, they have all led the division at various points of this year. 2-1 pitch, and that's a called strike, 2-2. At one point, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre had the worst record of everybody, but they have risen up to nine games over 500. I have to check their record over the past couple of months because they were terrible early. 2-2 pitch to Jones, checks his swing. The pitch is outside. There's no appeal. Full count. Louisville pitchers tonight have been inefficient. The payoff. Slap foul down the left side. That'll hit the net. One down, Clippers up 10-1. Again, the payoff. And it's swung on, hit high in the air to center field, not deep. Rivas racing in, now slows to a trot, sets his feet, makes the catch. Clippers will fake the tag at third base. Nobody going anywhere. There's two outs. David Fry now. Fry has hit two double play balls, and he's got two hits, a single and a ground rule double that gave him one RBI, but if the ball hadn't bounced over the wall, probably two runs batted in for him. Swings here and chops it right back to the mound. Pinto's got it, tosses to first in time for the out, and that will do it for the Clippers here in the eighth inning. They don't score, they strand a pair, and they lead 10-1. Bottom eight after this.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI, Columbus.
Clippers leading 10-1 as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. And a new pitcher on for Columbus, Carlos Vargas, takes the hill. The hard-throwing right-hander made his AAA debut in the last series at home against Iowa and hit 101 on the radar gun. I believe that's the first Clipper to do so. Had some hard throwers come through Huntington Park over the years. But I think he is the first Clipper to throw 101 miles per hour. First pitch is not a fastball. Off speed outside. One ball, no strikes. Matt Reynolds, 1-for-3. Next pitch, off the inside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Vargas delivers. There's the heater at 99. A called strike over the outside corner. This game has been as lopsided as the score would indicate. Vargas delivers. There's 101. And if there was a crowd here, you'd hear him go, ooh. But there's not. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Reynolds on a major league rehab assignment. He waits. Vargas holds, now deals. And came up and in with the fastball. That'll wake you up. Vargas, in his first year as a reliever, he's been injured the last 2 years, came up as a starter. Three balls and two strikes to count. Steps off the back of the rubber, grabs the rosin bag. Looks in for his sign. He's got what he wants. And the 3-2. Shot to the right side. An awkward line drive that hits the dirt and bounces past Trenton Brooks. And trickles into right field for a base knock. Well, everything about that was awkward. From the swing to the flight of the baseball to Brooks trying to run it down. Turns into a leadoff base runner for the Louisville Bats. The only other time they had a leadoff base runner, he wasn't on very long. Michael DeLeon led off the fifth with a home run. That is hit number four for Louisville. The home run is their only hit that went for extra bases. Reynolds, two singles. The other hit belongs to Stephen Piscotty in the seventh inning. First pitch to Leonardo Rivas. 100-mile-per-hour fastball swung on and missed, 0-1. The pitch swung on and fouled away. 100 miles per hour is still rare enough to be special. But of course, when you think about the Louisville Bats and you think about velocity, you think about Aroldis Chapman. Came over from Cuba, signed by the Cincinnati Reds. Louisville was his first stop as an American professional baseball player. Here comes the 0-2, and it's a called third strike, a fastball at the top of the zone, and Rivas is out on strikes for the third time today. Chapman began as a starter. We saw him at Huntington Park as a starting pitcher in a Bats uniform, but it didn't take long for Cincinnati to decide, you know what, we want this guy pitching at the back of the bullpen, and so they turned him into a reliever. And here at Louisville Slugger Field, I was standing in the ninth inning right behind right behind home plate in the front row waiting to go out for a post-game interview when Aroldis Chapman threw a baseball that registered on the radar gun here at Louisville Slugger Field, 105 miles per hour. That was national news that night. Here's the pitch, high and away, and the runner takes off for second base. Defensive indifference will send Reynolds into scoring position. Two balls, no strikes to count against T.J. Hopkins. He's 0 for 3 tonight. 2-0 pitch. That's low. Aroldis Chapman, of course, went on to be one of the best closers in Major League Baseball for many, many years. He's stumbled badly this year with the New York Yankees, not pitching in save situations. In fact, right now, not pitching at all. 3-0, and that is low for ball four. Vargas walks the three-hitter Hopkins. Puts him at first and second. Chapman, currently on the 15-day injured list, went on the IL with an infection in his leg, reportedly the result of a recent tattoo. But for Chapman this year, just has not gone as well as years past. 4.70 ERA, 2-3 record. Now, he has not blown any saves. He's 9-for-9 in save chances. But when he came back from the injured list earlier this year, they just weren't pitching him in high-leverage situations. Chapman's strikeout rate has always been otherworldly. This year, 35 strikeouts against 22 walks. Opponents hitting 200 against him, so still not great in that regard, but the whip is higher than it's ever been in his career. But he will always, in the annals of baseball history, be remembered for what he brought, that triple-digit heat, throwing it every night, anytime he wanted it. 2010 to 2015 with Cincinnati. ...2016 with the Yankees and Cubs, back to the Yankees 2017 and through today. One ball, one strike to count, and the pitch is fouled away unintentionally by Yuniel Caracudo to make it 1-2. Of course, the Cleveland Guardians have their own 100-mile man. Manuel Clase hits triple digits a very high percentage of the time. Here's the 1-2, and it's hit on the ground towards second base. Tolman scoops over to Rocchio. Rocchio goes back to first. That's two, and that's the end of the eighth inning. So 100 miles per hour, no longer a unicorn, but it's still an awful lot of fun to see. Caracudo hits into the double play. We go to the ninth. Clippers leading 10-1.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
And now,
the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
Washington Post on Friday had a big headline that said NFL will argue for significant suspension for Deshaun Watson. I don't know what significant means, because, and I don't know the last time significant was ever used in somebody being suspended. Is it like DeAndre Hopkins? Did he get a significant suspension or just a suspension? A significant one feels like maybe the season. But if you're the Cleveland Browns, you had to play this out in your mind. Worst case scenario, best case scenario, are we looking at 4 games best case, a year worst case? And maybe, you know, that's where you start. And now you have a new collective bargaining agreement, and the commissioner does not make the ruling. But when it's appealed, it goes to the commissioner.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Weekdays 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Pedro Garcia is on for the Louisville Bats as we go to the ninth inning. Trenton Brooks to lead things off. Brooks with a couple of RBIs today. He is officially 1-for-4. First pitch, fastball outside, 1-0. Brooks started the scoring for the Clippers today with an RBI single in the fourth inning. Next pitch outside, 2-0. Pedro Garcia making just his second appearance in a Bats uniform this year. First time out, gave up 2 runs on 2 hits against Indianapolis. Misses outside again, 3 balls, no strikes. In that inning, he struck out 3 and walked 1. Kevin Kelly up for the Clippers. Looks like he'll pitch the ninth inning. 3-0 pitch in there for a called strike. Mentioned earlier, Louisville pitchers have not been very efficient tonight. If my math is correct, coming into the ninth inning, they had thrown a combined 184 pitches through 8 innings. 3-1 pitch. Brooks had dropped the bat, taken off his shin guard, and was told not so fast. A called strike makes it 3-2. 10-1, Clippers on top. Took them a while to finally scratch a run across. They had base runners, in fact, leadoff base runners in the first, second, and third. Couldn't score. And put four on the board in the fourth inning. Brooks swings and fouls away the next pitch. Still 3-2. The Clippers again threatened in the fifth. Didn't score. Two more base runners in the sixth inning. Didn't score. But in the seventh, everything came together for a six-run frame. And to mark the 27th time this year that the Clippers have scored at least five in an inning. Brooks skies one to center field. Rivas drifts in, makes the catch, and there's one away. No other team in the International League has had more five-plus run innings this year than have the Clippers. Came in today having scored three more runs than any other team in the International League. They're the highest-scoring team in the league, though the runs per game have been down. Last 32 ball games, the Clippers averaging 4.5 per contest, but still the most prolific offense in the International League this year. One down, and Mitch Tolman at the plate. Swings and misses at a first-pitch breaking ball. Tolman had our Phoenix Bats big hit of the game, a three-run home run in the seventh inning to cap off that six-run frame. Phoenix Bats is your hometown bat company and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. The 0-1 comes in high. One ball, one strike. High set from Garcia. Now the pitch. Called wide, 2-1. Clippers fans, you can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide. A local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Next offering, that's high. So again, the deep counts continue here with Pedro Garcia in the ninth inning. There's ball four. So Tolman is aboard for the fourth time today. Two hits, two walks, back to the top of the order. Will Brennan has reached four times as well, three times via hit, and one free pass. First pitch to him, he takes down and in for ball one. Brennan already five hits in this series. One 0 pitch from Garcia. Strike called on the inside corner. 10 runs on 13 hits for Columbus. One run, four hits, and an error for Louisville. The 1-1. Fouled back over the screen into the upper deck where it caroms around for a souvenir. Cleveland Guardians have taken a 1-0 lead against the Kansas City Royals. Told you best case scenario is probably getting four quality innings from Cody Morris. Well, he's gone 3 2/3 scoreless so far. Brennan swings, and it's a soft ground ball toward third base. They'll go to second for one. The relay around to first is not in time. Fielder's choice, 5-4 on the putaway. Two down, a man aboard for Brian Rocchio. Rocchio has a two-run single in a 1-for-5 night. Zach Greinke is the opposition for the Kansas City Royals tonight, and the wily veteran has allowed a run over four innings. Owen Miller with the Guardians RBI. Garcia delivers, and that's in for a called strike. Bats pitchers over 200 pitches tonight now. A 1 pitch moves the feet of Rocchio down and in. One ball, one strike. It's a final from Charlotte. It got close there at the end, but the Knights hold on for a 9-8 win against Nashville. 1-1 pitch. Hit high in the air to left field. Over toward the gap, Hopkins. Looks like he's got it measured. He does. He makes the catch. And that is it for the Clippers here in the ninth inning. Bottom half coming up after this. Clippers up 10-1, trying to put it to bed.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. No, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
As we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, Kevin Kelly is on to pitch. Sidewinding right-hander will pitch to Alex McGarry, Stephen Piscotty, and Michael DeLeon at a minimum here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 10 runs on 13 hits for the Clippers, 1 run on 4 hits for Louisville. The pitch outside for ball one. McGarry 0-2 with a walk. Next pitch, chop to the second baseman, Tolman. Soft toss to first, one away. Stephen Piscotty 1-3. Clippers have had some big offensive performances this year, but this is probably as dominating a ball game as we have seen all season long. Piscotty takes inside for ball one. Great starting pitching from Hunter Gaddis. His best start at the AAA level. Six innings. Three base runners allowed. One run, nine strikeouts. Piscotty swings and fouls the next pitch away. Count evens at 1-1. Bullpen has been good. Andrew Mysiadzic allowed two base runners, but no runs. Likewise for Carlos Vargas. Kelly gets a swing and a foul ball, 1-2. And for Louisville, their pitching just did not have a good night. They did not have a clean inning. Kelly delivers, and it's pulled foul down the third baseline. Now, they kept the Clippers from scoring in seven of their nine trips to the plate. But there was traffic all night long. 203 pitches total thrown by Bats pitchers tonight. Gabriel Arias just now getting back out in the left field. He had to go corral that baseball. Next pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Strike three. Kelly dialed it to 93 miles per hour. Strikes out Piscotty. And the Clippers one out away from knotting this series and whittling a game away from the lead of the Nashville Sounds. Michael DeLeon, a solo home run leading off the fifth inning, the only run-scoring play for Louisville so far tonight. Swings way out in front of a breaking ball for strike one. Kelly has his sign, goes to work, and hits the outside corner for strike two. The pitch. Hit foul. We'll do it again. 94 mile per hour heat that time. Columbus looking for their 75th win of the season. The pitch. Breaking ball way outside. Durham Bulls also trying for win number 75. They are now tied five apiece in the eighth inning. 1-2, pop foul, back out of play. We'll do it again. Kelly has his sign from Naylor. And now he deals. Fastball just missed the outside corner. So the game continues with a 2-2 count. I got to tell you, this has been a sparse crowd, but those that came have stayed to the end. Breaking ball on 2-2 is fouled twice. Once off the plate, and then on the follow-through swing, De Leon hit it right behind his head over toward the on-deck circle. Eight pitches so far in this at-bat. Here comes number nine, and it's inside, 3-2. Kelly kicks and fires, and a swing and a foul ball back. De Leon is not going quietly. 10-1, Clippers on top. Kelly fires the 3-2 again, and it's hit through the left side of the infield. Nobody anywhere near the third base bag. That beats the shift. And De Leon wins the battle. Brings up Mark Colesberry. Colesberry has reached twice today without putting a ball in play. Hit by a pitch in the third. Struck out in the fifth. Walked in the seventh. First pitch fouled above the Clippers dugout for strike one. Kevin Kelly appearing for the 25th time in a Clippers uniform. 1-0 record. No saves. This is not a save situation. 24 innings, 28 strikeouts. Trying to put this one to bed. The 0-1 is over but low. One ball, one strike. Next pitch. Breaking ball, missed the outside corner. Well, Cody Morris got through those four shutout innings. Sam Hentges is on now for the Guardians. Here's a swing and a miss, 2-2. So Cleveland got exactly, I think, what they hoped for from Cody Morris. 4 shutout. Guardians still leading 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth against Kansas City. It's up to the bullpen now. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's your ball game. Fastball by Colesbury. And the Clippers polish off the Louisville bats tonight 10-1. We're back after this.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get 2 or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on 2 or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just $1 more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get 2 or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce 2 runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Back here at Louisville Slugger Field, time for the Spectrum post-game show. The Clippers come out on top tonight, 10-1, the final score. The Clippers had a bevy of base runners throughout, but they were only able to cash in 2 of their 9 innings. They had base runners in all 9, but the Clippers finally got on the board in the 4th inning, putting a 4-run frame together. So fortunately for Columbus, when they scored tonight, they did it heavily. George Valera started the inning with a single. David Fry had a base hit. Trenton Brooks got the Clippers on the board with an RBI base hit. Brennan then had an RBI hit of his own, 1 of 3 hits on the night for the Clippers' leadoff man. Brian Rocchio came through with a 2-run single to make it 4-0. That would be plenty for the Clippers tonight, but they put together an even bigger 7th inning. Bo Naylor led it off with a home run. Gabriel Arias walked, then a strikeout. Nolan Jones had a single. David Fry, an RBI ground rule double. Trenton Brooks drove in his 2nd with a fielder's choice. Mitch Tolman had the big swing. It was a 3-run home run that capped off the 6-run inning, and the Clippers would win it by a 10-1 final score. Here's the final totals tonight from Slugger Field for Columbus. 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors, and the Clippers left 10 men aboard for Louisville. 1 run, 4 hits, 6 errors. They stranded 7. Hunter Gaddis gets the win. He was great. 3-2 on the season. He went 6 innings, allowed a run on 2 hits, walked 1, and struck out a season high in AAA 9. Clippers bullpen did the job from there on out. Mysiasic, Vargas, and Kelly, each with a scoreless inning, each allowed one hit. The loser tonight is Carson Spires. He drops to 0-1 on the season. There was no save. The game took 2 hours and 59 minutes to play in front of 3,323 here at Slugger Field. Back at it tomorrow night, same two teams will mix it up on the banks of the Ohio River. It'll be a 6:35 first pitch. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 6:30, and I hope you'll be with us. For Kevin Minard, back in the studio, keeping us on the air and keeping me in line, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time, Columbus downs Louisville today by a final score of 10-1. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.